testing. Savetta is playing some music. The boys are going to light the candles tonight, but I just want to read a little call to worship. Let us worship God. God sent Christ into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. God's love endures forever. Tonight is Ash Wednesday, and we're going to celebrate Ash Wednesday, but we're going to have communion tonight. We're also going to have, Nolan's going to speak tonight. He's going to give a message, and then we're going to have a little communion time. What's ironic is Savetta was looking through the bulletins from last year, and Nolan was the speaker on last Ash Wednesday, too. I just think that's kind of ironic. That's pretty neat. But we're going to start tonight. Are there any prayer requests? Any prayer requests tonight? Your mom? D-O-L. We had a lot at supper, so if you had one at supper, say it again so we can pull it in the bulletin. Ms. Pam? Morgan's family, Morgan's uncle. What is the last name, Morgan? Jerry? Glad you're here. You always bring a lot, and I know everybody loves you. You're a good guy. The surgery went well. Oh, that's great. That's great. Not sure how to pronounce the name correctly, but Frank Ball. He's at treatments again, correct? My great aunt died today, so just prayer for their family. Ms. Pam. My little brother's going on a class trip from Kentucky to Washington, D.C., so he's a little nervous, so pray for him. He leaves Friday, I think. He's 11, so that's a big trip. He's never, since we adopted him, he's never been away from my dad, so, except for maybe a day or two.
Also, this is the family, Rob.
pray, and we'll start in some worship. Heavenly God, Heavenly Father that created everything, we're so thankful to be in your presence tonight. God, as we prepare for Lent and we study the understanding of what that is, we just thank you for the sacrifice given to us. God, we love you so much, and we're so thankful that we are able to come to this place called Jenkins and to worship you. God, we have a full list of prayer requests here, and I thank you for taking these concerns in and looking over them. God, we know that you will embrace these people. If they're sick, you will comfort them. If they're mourning, you will comfort them. God, we thank you for your kindness and your gentleness, and we just pray that we continue to see your support so that we can give you the credit for it. God, there's several praises on here too, and we just thank you for those answered prayers. As we get ready to worship, be with the band as they lead us in song, and be with Nolan as he prepares to speak to us tonight. God, I pray that you be with the people from the congregation who aren't here tonight, that that in our worship they'll be remembered. God, I pray for the children in the back with Chelsea. I just pray that they learn a little bit about you and they have a good time and that they grow spiritually. God, there's such a great community here and really just a loving family, and I thank you for that, and I pray that we can just continue to grow closer together. All these things we pray in your holy name. Amen.
Today, through this song, we'll try to think of who we are and who is God. So let's stand up and worship him through the songs and think about this.
My heart is as still as a dove, and my feelings is as weak as a rose. He must have healed my pain. You're my refuge, you're my leader, my strength in this beautiful place. That's where I find God. That's where I find God. You're in my heart, you're in my soul. You are my heaven, you're my home. You're my best friend, you're my true love. You are my treasure, you're my God. I run as the mountains fall down and the rivers parted to feed your creation through your grace. That's where I find God. You're in my heart, you're in my soul. You are my heaven, you're my home. You're my best friend, you're my true love. You are my treasure, you're my God. You're in my heart, you're in my soul. You are my heaven, you're my home. You're my best friend, you're my true love. You are to light the way for my ever wandering heart. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. Who am I that the eyes see my sin, would look on me with love and watch me rise again? Who am I that the voice upon the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am proud of Christy fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave across the ocean, vapor in the wind. Catch me when I'm falling, and you told me. soul's in your
hand. You may be seated. Our speaker tonight is Nolan Hatfield. He came straight from soccer tryouts, so I'm sure he's a little tired, but I think he's going to give us a good message. Do you want us to pray, or are you ready to go?
We can pray.
Let's pray.
That'd be good.
You want to pray, or me?
Either or, it's fine.
You can do it. You're a good guy.
Yeah. All right. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this people and another chance to fellowship with other fellow Christians, Lord. Bless this message, Lord. Speak through me. Don't let me say anything I'm not supposed to because I know I want to. And Lord, use this message to reach someone. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Ash Wednesday is about repentance and realizing that we are sinners, and we, is it, can y'all hear me? Alright. let's see. Oh yeah, Ash Wednesday, is about realizing that we are sinners, and that, we need God. I mean, we're dependable people. He created us so that we would glorify Him in everything we do, and, We need to realize that sometimes in our lives when we get caught up in other stuff outside of our church, and we go home and go to our daily lives, to work and school and whatever else we do, and we get caught up in oh, I can do this, I can do this. You get ready to do a test and you're like, all right, I've studied pretty good, I can do this, and you're prepared for it, and you don't realize that maybe God helped you prepare that. Yeah, prepare you for that. And what am I saying? Okay. we shoot. All right, so repentance is good. But we get caught up in ourselves and realize that we need God in our lives. And sometimes when we're unprepared for a test or we're going through something stressful at work, we get kind of discouraged and. Discouraged and kind of enunciated this either, but we get kind of discouraged in our lives, and we don't. I think sometimes that's when we really come to God. We're like, "Oh God, please help us." And then afterwards, we're just kind of like, "All right, man," kind of forget about God and realize that we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves, like I am right now. What am I saying? Okay, and so, but when we sometimes if. When we have a repentant heart, we feel bad because we know we screwed up and or messed up. And I think sometimes we get down and kind of discouraged again. And I read out Ephesians 2, and Jesus says, or Paul, I guess this is Paul talking about Jesus, and he says that in our life, we are dead. We were once dead before we got saved. And that we were just living miserable, pointless lives, and that we were going nowhere. There was nothing, and that God has mercy on us, and He says, "I love you. You know, come to me." And so then, His Spirit leads us to Him. We don't do this ourselves. And when we get there, we have this hope, this life in us. We become alive. We are reborn. Jesus told Nicodemus, I think, to be born again, and I think that is. It's so real because when you think about death and how hurtful it is, how dark and how painful it is. But then we remember that Jesus brings life after that death. And so that we don't have to, in this gloomy, dark world sometimes, you get kind of depressing and you see like pain and stuff everywhere and it just kind of downs on you. And some days we have dark days where we just kind of get down and depressing. But Christ says that we are made new, we were made alive, so that no matter when we have those dark days, we can have hope. We can have hope for life, hope for joy and peace and love. And I guess I'll just read it. Ephesians 2. This is verse 1, if you want to turn in your Bibles. I'm reading out of Holman Christian Standard. It's pretty good, I guess. This is 2:1. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you previously walked, according to this worldly age, according to the ruler of the atmospheric domain, the spirit now working in the disobedient. And that talks about how we were once dead before we got saved. And on to verse 4, I'm skipping down to verse 4. It says, but God, who is abundant in mercy, because of his great love that the Messiah that he had for us, made us alive with the Messiah, even though we were dead in his trespasses. By grace you were saved. And that always gives me encouragement, because I think sometimes when I do get down and life seems to be dark and depressing and stuff, and the weight on my shoulders is too much, that I don't have to worry about that, because I'm not really carrying this load. It's through God's grace that saved us. I don't really have to do, I mean, well, that sounds bad. I mean, I have to do stuff. We shouldn't, sin so that grace should increase. But the pressure of life is not on my shoulders, because Jesus took it off of me. And it's always encouragement to me when life gets dark. Our hope in life is in Christ, because we are all, we all fall short from the glory of God, and we're all wretched sinners. But thanks be to God that we have Jesus, who comes in and by his blood has cleaned us and taken that pressure of life, the pressure to do good, to do good works to get into heaven. Our faith is not justified by works, but justified through faith through Christ, or justified in faith through Christ, something like that. But as we remember tonight, Ash Wednesday, that yes, we are wretched sinners, and none of us can do good, but we can't just dwell on that fact, that we should always stay humble and admit that we need God, because we are wretched sinners. But sometimes if we dwell on that too much, life starts to, that darkness starts to come in, and the sin starts to overwhelm us, and that, then we become sort of stagnant in our faith, and we kind of get discouraged, and we aren't proactive. Romans 1:16, we should not be ashamed. We should always proclaim the love of Jesus. So if we remember tonight as Ash Wednesday, as our repentant heart, that we need God, but not dwell on it to the point that we become stagnant and don't do anything, because then we can remember the hope in Christ, and then further bring glory to God in a repentant heart and a hopeful heart, that one day Christ will bring us back, resurrect us all from death. So I don't know if that made sense. Stuff is whirling around up in here, but alright.
I think that made perfect sense. And talking about this repentance, we're going to discuss a little bit about Lent, but we're also going to have communion. If Larry, if you want to start coming up, and Lauren. As a sign for the repentance and a sign for acknowledging that Lent was here, Lent lasts for 46 days, 40 if you don't count Sundays, and as a sign, people would take the ashes from, they would take the palms from the year before, from Palm Sunday, and they would burn the ashes and mix it with oil. And a sign of repentance, they would go to traditionally a mass, and they would go and they would get the ashes marked on their forehead. We've all seen it. We may all have done that before. Another way for us to repent and to acknowledge the season, tonight we're going to have communion. Lauren's going to read some scripture. I have some scripture I'm going to read, and then Brother Larry's going to serve communion. I believe Sveta's going to play some piano, and the, what do you call those? The kneeling benches? Kneeling? The kneeler thingy is out. If you take your time with communion, and if you want to come and if you want to get on your knees and pray to God, or if you, I recommend if there's somebody close to you in the sanctuary or somebody that you love and you want to pray with, just grab them and pray. And we got plenty of time. We can be here all night. But just pray and prepare your hearts for the season. And so let's go ahead and get started. Sure where the pastor went, but I can't do this without him. Ready? Coming from Matthew and John, hear these words of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Come to me, all of you that are weary and all carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. No one who comes to me will I cast out. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
See 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. Okay. The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Luke 22:19-20. In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is in the new covenant sealed in my body, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of the risen Lord until he comes."
Thank you.
Let's join together in one more song tonight.
With repentance, God is faithful, and He promises to raise us up. Isn't it awesome to know that we serve a God who can and who will, who's willing? I'm at a loss for words, there's nothing to say. I sit in silence wondering what led me to this place. How did my heart become so lifeless and cold? Where did the passion go? When all my efforts seem like chains in the wind, I've used up all my strength and there's nothing left to give. I've lost the feeling and I'm down to the core. I can't take it anymore. Here I am at the end. I'm in need of resurrection. Only You can take this empty shell and raise it from the dead. What I'm lost to the world, what seems far beyond redemption. You can take the pieces in Your hand, make me whole.
you take this story of this sacrifice and of this resurrection, and you go and you share it with people. Share it with your family. Share it with your friends. Take this gift that we have been given and share it. Go in peace.